for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Spencer?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Spencer. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy day. It's good problems to have.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that. It's best problem to have, probably.
right now, for me, it is, and I'm not complaining.
yeah, it's always good. More money, more problems, but I'll take it. I'd rather have too many problems and too much money than not enough money and no problems.
Exactly. I'll wipe my tears with the Benjamin.
$100 bill. Yeah. That's the right answer. I understand that you're speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah, Tara was great. She was very friendly and nice to speak with. I would just like to get some more information, and an email is fine. Just as far as, because like I was telling her, 2 minutes before, and I don't know if it's because I submitted something online that now my number's out there, but I'm not upset about it, but I did receive a call from a different company, offering the same services. So it does, that does draw, a little bit of question, when both you guys are saying, hey, there's one spot open.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a very typical sales strategy.
We go after it.
Go ahead and jump in.
No, so it's a real thing. If you look up the Google partners, there's a few of us. There's about a handful of us. And when one position opens up, they tell us the industry and area, and they create this list of qualified guys, and then they give that list to all of us. So we're just like swarming the area. We're trying to be the one that gets the guy that signs up, because once we fill that spot, they'll close out the category. So now none of them can work with anybody else in the area. He'll solicit that spot. So basically, they'll get the calls, but once somebody fills it, they'll stop bugging you. The calls will stop.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So
but it is a good thing.
It's all right. I've got to do my due diligence as far as vetting you guys. But now, question. So how exactly? I just lost the train of thought. As far as it goes, how did my company name, out of curiosity, be brought up? To you guys in the first place to call, specifically?
Yeah, you had to have submitted yourself online as a business for them to even know that you exist. So it has to be on some platform that's using Google. I do see like you have Home Advisor by Angie's List. Those guys are on the first page of Google. So, they're paying Google to market themselves on Google and get leads. And then they ultimately resell it to guys on their platform. So a lot of times our reps in the partner program know how that works, and then they kind of go after you guys first, because if we list you independently, you don't have to pay per lead or deal with your leads going to two or three other guys, and it usually ends up being more cost efficient and getting you guys more opportunities and live calls throughout the month. So it's not really a conversation like, hey, you should spend more money. You're already going to spend way more than what it's going to cost you to be on the first page of Google if you're doing pay-per-lead with a system like that. So it's more a conversation about, hey, we have an opportunity here to put you here. If you just reallocate your marketing budget to this, it'll save you money and get you more opportunity right at the peak time of the year. So I can imagine they're probably blowing you up more than some of the other guys on the list right now.
Yeah, so... being forward with you, I actually did recently. It must be Angie Leeds that it's all came about from, because I did sign up for the Angie Leeds as kind of a trial just to see how it goes. I was a little bit skeptical, but I figured I'd give it a shot with the refund process they have for things not being satisfied.
Right.
So
it's like a can't miss thing.
So. Yeah, one of those things where it's a trial, and if it works out for me, I continue to use the service with Angie Leads.
Yeah,
and
everybody we work with is like that, where we're not charging you per lead and it's month to month. So it's all it's always a trial. At any time, if they're unhappy, they can just discontinue it. There's not like a cancellation fee or penalty. You know, we're not holding anybody hostage.
Gotcha. All right, cool. So if you would, yeah, give me a brief summary of like your guys' costs for,
yeah,
for
so,
service.
So if I just compare it, like our pricing standard across the board, like we all have similar pricing structures. It just depends on what things we put into the package for you. Now, if I look at like Certified Heating and Cooling Inc. and Island Air, those are the two main competitors. Very big companies.
Certified was the first company I worked for.
Oh, okay. So those guys, they're on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle with the Google partner they're working with. Their Platinum Bundle is $599 monthly. So I'm not thinking that that's going to be ideal for you if you're a business that just started this year. But I can get you the same bells and whistles, and I can reduce the rate down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
So I don't expect you to be able to handle the workload that comes with that. So obviously you're going to have to like cherry pick the jobs that you do and don't want. But I know even at $299, you know, the first one, if you're cherry picking them, will offset that cost for you and have you in a profitable situation.
Okay. All right. So that's a, you said $299 flat rate monthly, and that
correct.
You guys don't, it's not a chart, a pay per lead.
Right. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees for this. So, because it's Google Places, if you want to do Google Guarantee or Google Ads later, you could definitely do that. But I know your company is going to have to grow pretty significantly before we have that kind of conversation. And those ones are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead. But as it stands right now for the Google Places placement, it would just be $299 on a flat rate month-to-month, and it'll stay that way unless you call in and change it or add some other feature.
Okay, now what services am I going to receive with that? You know,
the first
aside
stage
from just
placement.
Having my
yeah.
company.
That's the most important
so
thing.
When someone,
yeah.
So when someone Googles HVAC or air conditioning Fort Myers, my company name would come up.
Exactly. It'll have your business name, address, phone number, a link to the website that will build for you if you don't have your site completed, and then the reviews are also there as well. If they're on a mobile device,
okay.
There's a click-to-call feature, so they can literally just tap your business name or tap that icon, and you got a live customer in your area that was just Googling for an HVAC contractor.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I'm definitely interested. It's something that I definitely would like to look a little bit more into and do some research myself personally and speak to a couple of my peers on. So if you would, like I believe her name is Tina.
Tara.
It's like
Tara.
I told Tina, if you could, or Tara, sorry. If you could, send me an email just with some more information, and so I can look into it with a good contact for you. And
yeah, so
I
sent you a text just because it's quicker. Like we have automated messages. Instead of having to like take down their email, go to the email, create this whole email. That text is our customer service line, that 877-635-6225. And then the link in there is actually the pricing page. And if you do click on that link and you scroll down, you'll see the Premier Google Partner badge. That's what you should be looking for. You shouldn't work with anybody on Google advertising if it's not a Premier Google Partner. And then all the way down to the bottom, there's a package called our Platinum Package, and that's the one that's normally $599. That's what Certified Heating and Cooling and Island Air of Southwest Florida, Inc. are using. And so I offered you that Platinum Bundle with, like, the website, the Facebook ads, all the bells and whistles, but for $299, which is actually our essential package price. It's our lowest package pricing structure as part of your new and business credit. And then you'll also see we usually have a $299 setup fee for that package that goes towards like name, address, and phone number cleanup, the keyword research and programming, the optimization of your website or your landing page. So I got approval to get that waived for you too if you come on board with us today. So instead of you paying $898 for the first month and then $599 each month after that, I'm talking $299 out the door. And then, obviously, moving forward each month, you'll keep that $299 pricing structure without the setup fee being involved. So I know you said you got quoted by a couple other people, but I know that that's, like, the best thing that any of us could offer you. It's got all our bells and whistles that we have to offer for our lowest pricing structure.
Okay.
So try to make an offer that's unbeatable.
Yeah. So this isn't guaranteed. This isn't guaranteed leads. This is just for a better presence on the social media platforms, correct?
Yeah, so 90% of searches that are done on Google start and stop on page one, and we're putting you on the first page of those search results. So Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you customers. The customers still decide at the end of the day if they're going to hire you and pay you or not. But we just put you up there as a top option. So anybody that guarantees you anything that's not the actual homeowner themselves is lying to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't control
that. Until I'm in your front door.
Yeah. I mean, even then, you know, they got to actually pull out the pocketbook and pay you. So they're the only one that can really guarantee you anything. There's a lot of companies out there that, I guarantee you this many leads, and but it's like, you know, just because you're getting a lead doesn't mean that it's actually going to turn into anything. And a lot of those lead guys, they're selling their leads to four or five of you. It's not just going to you. So they're actually kind of making it less attainable, even though they're giving you their phone number and their information in that lead and making it feel tangible.
Okay. Awesome.
I mean, if I could approve that package for you, it's month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. I'm really confident. I mean, I've worked with a lot of guys who have used Home Advisor by Angie's. If you could pair these two side by side, we'll definitely beat them out and earn your business long term. It's a lot better just to have people call you direct.
Like I said, I just outed some money to Angie Leads to give it a try.
You know why I say that we'll beat them? Watch this. Hold on. Let me show you. Hold on. Sorry, you had a question. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just going to send you this link, though, in the meantime.
Oh, you're fine. More or less, I want to make sure that my growth is at the, you know, the correct rate with, you know, my employees and what I'm personally able to handle.
I mean, now, if you work for one of these guys, then you know that there's going to be more work than you can handle. Anybody that's up there, especially in this area, and the next few months are also the most profitable time of the year, there's no way you're going to have – that's like somebody saying, hey, I'm going to be wait till I'm ready to start a business. I'm going to wait till I'm ready to have a kid. Like, you're never going to be ready. You go in there and you roll with the punches.
You go ahead first, and then you figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
And that's what the good business owners are, is just they improvise. Like, day by day, they don't know 100% the things that they're going to run into, but they're going to figure it out, and they're good at figuring it out.
Yeah.
So that's all we're doing. We're just putting you up there, you know, telling the people that you're good at what you do, and you'll help them solve their problem, and then we let you guys kind of take it from there. But it's a lot better to be seen and have those opportunities than to not have those opportunities, you know?
I agree. Now my question also, so I have my Google business page made.
Okay,
now,
I
don't have it, I wouldn't say up and going, if that makes sense. Now,
yeah, you gotta get it verified.
You know, I believe it's verified, I want to say. Now I mean more or less in the sense of, you know, I haven't been very adamant about, and just because I've been busy about, you know, having customers leave me reviews. So, you know, currently right now, you know, if you put my name at the top of the list, I'm going to have zero reviews. So,
right.
You know, how I see it is, if my name's at the top, even though my name's at the top of the list right now, you know, there's going to be, let's say, four or five companies also. You know, they're the ones with, you know, 60, 200, you know, whatever reviews.
Certified
got
like 1,500 on there.
Yes. So that's kind of my concern, you know, right now. Like I like
Yeah, but you don't get to 1,500 by not doing it. You get what I'm saying? Like you're going to be in the same boat next month if we don't do something about it. So the idea here is we get it started, we'll bring in new customers. But then also you have your tracking system where you could send them a live link to that Google business profile and request reviews even from people that you've worked with in the past. So we do try to send those out to as many of your past customers as possible. You know, that way we can build up your reviews from those guys. But then also, you know, the new clients that come in, you want to make sure when you're wrapping up the jobs that you're sending them that text to leave that star rating and write a review.
So that was part of my whole spiel there is, you know, is that something you guys, part of the service is provided with you guys?
Yeah, it's part of our app. It's part of the tracking system and app. So we do request reviews, and we always tell you to request reviews at the end of your jobs. So like you send them a link.
If I hired you guys to do this for me, mm-hmm. that you guys would reach out to my prior customers for me and get reviews on my page.
We give you access to the app. We create your account dashboard and tracking system, but you actually have to text them as it's coming from you. We're not going trying to track down these guys. We don't know who they are. You know, you have access to their numbers and old invoices and things like that, where you can get their information and request it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we have no idea who you worked with in the past. But that tool makes it a lot easier. You know, instead of like sending them an individual message and be like, oh, can you go on to my Google business profile? This one already has a link with like the stars right there, you know? So, and then because we're verifying the Google business profile, we have it hooked up to that. And so when they get it, they can literally just tap the stars, write something in the box and send it off. And a lot of the reason why guys don't get reviews is because if you tell them that way to do it manually, they have to be logged into their email and it has to be a verified review source. Whereas if you text them through our app, that's all already set up. Like their iPhone or Android's already logged into their iCloud or their email, to where they don't have to jump through all these loops just to write a review on your company. They could just go right into it and hit submit, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, it does. It does make sense. Okay. Let me see. I'm opening this link you guys sent me over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the package that you're talking about the FTC one, huh? The two FTC things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was Angie's. That's why I was telling you, I know we'll kill it compared to Angie's, because Angie's uses Google. Like if you look up HVAC in Fort Myers, you'll see the businesses marketing independently with Google. They show up first. But like halfway down the page, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. It says top 10 best HVAC companies. And what they'll do is they'll put themselves up there. If somebody clicks on that, they sell that information to you guys. So they basically will text over their number and whatever they put on that form, and they'll charge you like 40, 50 bucks. But they'll sell it to like four or five guys. And if somebody beats you to the punch, you know, they're still charging you the lead fee just for sending you that information, and you lose out on it. Right? So this has been happening. It's been an ongoing thing for years. Like a lot of the people who are writing these complaints to the Federal Trade Commission are those business owners on there that figured it out after going through it. Right? So with
that was, I mean, one of my questions for them, which, well, I 100%, I mean, I'm going to do my due diligence with anybody that's calling me to represent my business. So,
right.
Which they, you know, they were very vague, I would say, on the fact of, you know, if, you know, whether or not it's one, the lead's going to one person, how it works. So they've got it's called like an Angie's guarantee or something like that, or I don't know exactly what it is, but I guess some of their lead, I have to, you know, look into that more also.
Well, yeah, for some people it works, some people it don't. But what I won't do is lie to you and be like, hey, you're going to get a million clients. You sign up for this. Like, no. but you can see that it does work for the other guys that are doing it. So obviously, it's not going to be any different for you if we list you independently up there. But I'm not going to lie to you to get you to sign up with the service. I'm not going to tell you, hey, I promise you, you're going to get 20 jobs from this. Or, you know, Google just doesn't want us doing those kind of things. I would recommend any business owner in 2024, you definitely want that Google business profile. You want to be verified. You want to be findable. You know, you want guys that are in the moment that need you to be able to see you and contact you and have that convenience. I mean, nowadays people don't even wait for their food to cook.
No, they don't got time, man.
They're not going to wait for themselves to cook in the heat either. You know, they're just going to pull out their phone and call somebody, and those are the guys that get the job. So we're not going to stick our nose in there and tell you, hey, this guy, you know, it might be a $2,000 job, so we want you to pay us 50 bucks for it while we're sending it to three or four other people. You know, so I'll tell you, it'd be a lot better than what you're doing now. and you would be a lot happier with this.
I haven't even, you know, I haven't even really began with them yet. It was actually just the other day. So
some guys kill it. Okay. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Some people are on Home Advisor that do kill it. You know, but majority of them, you know, more than 50% of them say bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Of the business owners that use it. The homeowners love it because they're like, hey, man, I have this HVAC problem. I went on Home Advisor. Like five guys called me. This guy gave me the cheapest rate. He was out there same day, fixed it. Great experience, you know. But then you look at the business owners on the back end. They're like, hey, man, I just paid $50 for this lead, and the guy got a semi-quote for me, or I told him it'd be $50 just for me to show up, and he backed out. I lost it, you know. So
Yeah, definitely.
And Home Advisor said it's your fault. Or Angie, they say, it's your fault.
So you're saying if I don't lock in today, I'm not going to be able to work with you guys potentially if I were to reach out to you in the next couple of days?
Well, we have to have a spot open. So we're not actually Google. We're a Google partner. If you look us up, we're right next to Google. And they just kind of give us a list of the companies that qualify, and then they give that list to my reps like Tara, and then she's like a mad person down there just going through the list trying to find a guy to fill it. We know the other partners get the list too, so we try to fill the spot as quickly as possible for somebody else gets to it, whether it be another Google partner or one of your competitors in the area.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, what's another $300, huh?
It's worth it. I mean, like I said, if you compare them side by side, it's not going to take me longer than a month to really show you the difference. It'd be a no-brainer as a long-term solution. And then even if you do leave it, we don't, like, delete any of the stuff that we create for you. You just won't see yourself on the first page, but you'll still be Google verified. You'll still have all those credibility factors, so you're going to be in a lot better position than we're finding you in today.
On your end, can you see if I'm Google verified or not already?
It's not showing as verified, because what I did is I just typed in your business name, city and state, and the first things that came up were like Build Zoom, BBB, you know, stuff from the county for HVAC contractors. I didn't actually see like the Google business profile pop up. And so usually if that's verified, that'll be the first thing that'll pop up with like your reviews and everything there, even if you don't have any of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, I mean, just somebody who is looking you up specifically by name, city, state right now is not even getting a Google business profile. So that's a telltale sign that you're not verified.
Gotcha. Okay. So with this $300, you're going to help get all that set up.
Yep. That's the first thing we do. Like, I'll send you the verification form right now. I'll have you on the line. And then we also send out the Google PIN verification letter in the mail. And then we do a client interview and we do a phone verification. So we go through all three steps within the first day or two of sign up.
Okay. Now, if I already have the business account with Google set up, is that going to be an issue?
No. There's a section in there, so you'll be able to log into it. And there's a section in there, say, add a manager. And we'll send you the link for our Google partner credentials, and you'll be able to just punch that in, and then we'll have access to it. So we don't want to create any duplicates or anything like that, or cause any discrepancies. So we'll just get into the one that you
and
have.
And now, as far as uploading images and stuff like that, is that something I'm going to have to do, or is it something I can send in and then you guys will take care of for me?
Yeah, we have you send them into this email address. I'm actually going to text it to you right now. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And then you send them in, and then we'll publish it not just on the Google business profile, but on the website, the Facebook, Yelp, the Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa search results page. So we'll use those photos for all the platforms and directories that we're optimizing for you.
Okay. All right, man, let's do it. Why not? What's your name again?
My name's John. My last name's Hill. I'm the director. I'm the one where you look up all the reviews and they say they love me. our most recent review is a good review on me. That's why I said that.
John with the slick tongue.
Yeah, not the slick tongue. It's a good thing. You just got to make it make sense, you know? I grew up in a big family with a lot of people, so I'm good at making things make sense and communicating.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, I definitely would like to work with somebody, but I do need someone that's going to be transparent with me. You know, I work hard for my money. So, you know, even me outsourcing $300, you know, to me,
as little as it may be to somebody else. It's important that, you know, whoever says they're going to do something is going to do, you know, what they say they're going to do, as I do for my customers.
So. Hey, you're speaking to a father of three as well, so I know every penny counts, you know. There's a difference between diaper money and stuff, and I know, you know, what's good and what's not. So I'm going to sleep good tonight knowing that I saved you from HomeAdvisor. And I'm going to continue to sleep good knowing all my clients that I work with are on the first page of Google, and they're doing well, and I'm helping people. So.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, man.
Let's do it. You got a link you can send me that I can fill something out, or can I call you back in maybe 20 minutes? I'm unloading a truck full of material right now.
If you give me two minutes, I'll create it like lightning fast. We did all the hard part already. I just got to verify basic information, secure that spot, take it off the board for you, and then your paperwork will all come out automatically. Like we have like automation.
Okay.
All right. What's your last name, Spencer?
Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay. And your business email address?
AllAboutAir, S-W-F-L, @gmail.com.
Okay, and is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
No, so my business contact number, I have two numbers linked. This is my personal number.
Okay.
Now my business number is going to be...
I'm ready.
See, I don't even know it off the top of my head. It's going to be 469-0293.
Okay, and 239 zip, right?
Yeah.
Or area code. All right. So submit 239-469-0293.
Yes.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's part of that verification process. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
4911.
4911.
Windsor, WINDSOR.
Okay.
Landing Drive.
Got it. Fort Myers, 33966.
Yes, and it's going to be apartment 107.
Okay, let me put 107. And then I'll hide the street address so that way it's not displayed. It'll just have city, state, and zip on your listing since it's a residence.
Yeah, I definitely don't want my personal address on the Google. Right now, I'll be in a shop with an address.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah,
have a shop where they could get turn-by-turn directions to you, I could always add that, but, you know, right now I don't think you'll need it anytime soon. Honestly, it just sounds like extra overhead because you're going to be going to the customer. They're not going to be coming to you. It'd be weird. Somebody's carrying.
I will say my garage is filling up though. So.
You know, it's funny. I used to be a metal man when I was a kid. My dad and grandpa always did that, and I spent a lot of my summers actually tearing apart AC units, like separating the aluminum, the copper, the wiring. So. I know how they work really well. Yeah.
Nice.
But something I liked doing. It's a lot of hard, dirty work.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely.
So I got your business profile completed. How do you want your hours?
I've got another question for you.
Oh, okay.
Before we continue.
No worries.
So I know Google works on a location-based service. So...
Right.
You know, I know that, like, you have to have an address in Fort Myers for it to, you know, to it to, like, link, you know, link.
Yeah.
To, you
for
know,
that
to link to. So, like,
right.
If I wanted to, you know, obviously my, like, I could use my personal address for this Fort Myers area. Now,
uh-huh.
You know, I, certified cooling, certified heating and cooling, for instance, I recall, and this was years back, you know, mm-hmm. they put a trailer with a wrap on it and down in Bonita. And I believe they did that. And then they were paying a business. They were paying a business to put their trailer in their parking lot so that they could use that address to link their business to you know, for that coverage.
The
so
smart
how does that
guy.
Work with
yeah.
You guys? No,
yeah,
I'm not denying that. It's smart as
yeah.
Shit. I mean,
yeah, he's a smart guy. Like they're doing that because the local listings that I have you on, they're not pay-per-click. And so these ones are the most profitable because you don't have like a click fee attached to every person that calls you or even if they don't call you, you know. So, like, put it this way, if I were to put you on Google ads as well as this local listing, it's going to cost double, even on the low end. Like, you're looking at 600 plus going up. And so what they're going is, hey, I want to have another location. Put me on the callback list. Like, they have a guy like me that they signed up with. And they're like, put me on the callback list if a spot opens up in this area. And I want to get a local listing for that area, and I won't have to pay-per-click for that area anymore. You get what I'm saying? I won't have to do Google ads. I'll have two local listings.
And that's what I'm looking to do, something similar.
Yeah.
So are you someone that can, you know, help me arrange that?
Yeah. What service area are you thinking about?
I mean, I plan to service from, currently right now, I service from Naples all the way up to Venice. So,
okay. Well, the pin that we're sending to you is already, this local listing is going to cover a 30-mile radius around Fort Myers. So you might already have a lot of that just with this location.
Okay.
But, if it's outside of it, the only other way that we could hit those other areas outside of that 30 miles is to either do Google ads or you get that other location.
Okay. So that would just be a matter of getting a location where I can, or an address that someone would allow me to use.
Yeah, or we could do Google Ads, you know, too, where you don't have to get the other location and jump through all those loops. It's just, it's going to be like another $300 on top of it. And then once those $300 worth of clicks is used up, the ad will come down for those surrounding areas and you're back to only holding that 30 miles until the next month renews, if that makes sense.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, so the local listing is like always covering 30 miles and you don't have to pay per click or call or lead. And then let's say you wanted to do Google ads, but you wanted to have like the additional 20 miles around your 30 mile radius that's already covered locally being targeted with those ads, right? Well, that's only going to cover you for $300 of clicks. So if you run out of clicks for that 20 mile radius outside, it'll come down. Like, you'll see yourself in that sponsored section for those areas, but it'll come down because you don't have any more click spend. Right? Your budget, it was ran out for the month. So then you got to wait until the next bill rolls around. You pay that $600 again, and then you'll get the full service area. But when the ad comes down, your local listing doesn't go down. Does that make sense? The local listing's always there because it's not pay-per-click, right? So I hope that kind of clears it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got so much going on right now, man, that, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I may kind of forget a little bit of the conversation here in the next
year. You're gonna be fine with this. That's what I'm saying. I think you'll be fine with this. I can always, like I said, Google Ads is always on the table if you want to do that later. It's just gonna cost you more money. But I would recommend leaving it like this for a couple months. Like, the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year. I don't think we need to even have any conversations about expanding or getting a location anytime soon. I mean, you're going to need like a crew of guys to be able to run like 4 or 5 jobs at a time.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. All right. Hey, let's get it rolling, man.
All right. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I can give you a credit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
This one I'm going to give you is under my personal name.
Okay, so just Spencer Sutton. I'm going to make sure I send you a business invoice receipt, though, so you can still write it off. Let me just, Spencer Sutton. Okay, and the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to? Apartment 107 at Windsor Landing Drive?
No, I want to say the address on the card is going to be 11520.
Okay.
Plantation Preserve Circle, Plantation. Fort Myers, Florida, 33966.
Okay, same zip code. And it's Plantation Preserve, not Reserve, right? Circle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's going to be a Discover.
Okay. Discover. Okay, should start with
6011.
6011.
0020.
0020.
8322.
8322.
0210. 0210. See if that goes through. I might have maxed this thing out.
Okay, well, I need the expiration date, month and year, and the security code.
All right, expiration is 30326.
326, and security code
is 361.
361. Okay. Normally I do a voice verification before we authorize a transaction, but since you just said that, I'm gonna try to process it now and see if it goes.
Oh no, through. I was just kidding with you.
Oh, okay.
I was joking. Like, just because of the amount of money I've been spending lately. No, it'll go through.
Moving forward, think about how much money this is going to save you instead of cost you, because you won't have to pay for a lead anymore.
Yeah, right. Well, like I said, I still have a trial here with Angie Leeds. Now, if things work out with you guys, I have no issue, you know, canceling that. Because
and
you don't have to
cancel that. Like, I do work with guys who, like, they have that program, and they kind of let it run for, like, a month or two. And then once things kind of start taking off, then they realize, like, okay. They don't need it anymore, so it's up to you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna give it a test run there, but I do think that having my name up on Google is major, especially in 2024 with, you know, just social media presence and how much people. I mean, in my industry, in my opinion, the two biggest things are Google reviews and word of mouth. I mean, those really are the two biggest things, you know, as far as getting business.
Yeah, my dad. 63, and he's been doing tree services in Southern California my whole life. Like, that's how he took care of us. And literally, I put him up there by myself because he was so old school. Like, he just didn't really, like, believe in the marketing, you know? And things were slowing down for him. And so I put him up there myself for, like, 2 months when a spot opened up in the area. And then I contacted him, and he's like, I'm so busy, man. I've been getting all these calls out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on. I don't have time to talk. I'll talk to you later. I was like, yeah, I did that. And then I sat him down and showed it to him. So, and, you know, sometimes it just takes seeing is believing, you know? So that's why we offer it month to month. And I'm trying to get you the rate as low as I can, because it's like, once your foot's in the door, I don't have to convince you it's good for you every month. Or say, hey, let's do Google Ads. You know, already have a pipeline of money and clients that we brought in to kind of justify that. So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely. You're going to make me have to hire another guy and buy another van, huh?
Well, that's the game plan. I mean, you want to expand. And the only way you really get to enjoy 100%. Being a business owner is when you get to that point. Because otherwise, you're just working for yourself overtime, 24/7. And then once you have guys that can actually run the jobs or even answer the phone, then you'll actually get your first, like, break to be able to sit back and let them make some money for you. So that's definitely a goal.
Yeah. No, definitely. Oh, no, as far as scaling my company, that is definitely in the 5-year goal there, for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to just get enough to work full time, and then you're like, what's the point of having your own business? You're just working. You're just working nonstop. It's the same thing as if you're working for somebody else. You might make a little more, but, you know, you want it to be more than just you. So you should be getting these text message confirmations that come through with, like, an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll also have your Google verification form in there, and it'll have access to your account dashboard and tracking system. Did you get those?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the subscription terms, you want to make
sure. I'm sorry, man. I'm juggling, like, two different things right now.
No worries. So everything's coming over in writing. I just got to let you know. So this is, like, our verification process. We do ask that you be responsive to calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. We do ask that if you are going to add any other services online, you let us know about it so we can make sure you're not duplicating anything or paying for what we already are providing for you. The service agreement is month to month. First month's payment went through today at $299. Each month moving forward, it's going to stay $299 for that platinum package and all of its contents, renewing on the sixth day. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, let us know before the next billing goes through so we could stop that billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, other than that, I know you're busy, but everything's in writing right there. If you go to your text messages, you'll have, like, the subscription terms. You got to sign off on that. You'll see a form for Google verification. They'll ask you to send in, like, your license, insurance, paperwork that you have. If you're missing anything, don't worry. We'll still get you verified. I could always 3-way call via, like, FaceTime or Google Meet with my rep across the street, and we could verify you over the phone. and then your login credentials for your tracking system are there. You have my direct number and extension. You also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. It's attached to every text and email that we send to you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call, okay? We'll basically walk you through it, make sure it's working, so that way we can ensure your success each month.
Okay. So, okay, John H. All right, cool. So that's the contact for you?
Yeah, I resent it to you again just in case it got buried in there. And then also the email for you to send in photos is in there. And like I said, it might seem overwhelming right now. I know you got other things going on. That's why I kind of reiterated, like, if you feel like you're confused this afternoon or you missed something, just call back in. We're always here.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I definitely am once I have a time period where I'm not just, you know, not out in the field right now, I'm not out in the field, I'll be able to sit down and better absorb some of this information. But,
and we also have a client interview too. I forgot to schedule the client interview. Jeez, I'm such a bozo. So the client interview is where we go over like your keywords, the service area you cover, and, make sure that your website's looking how you want it to look. Usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. What would be the best time tomorrow where we could do a client interview with you?
Oh, shoot, man. I don't know if tomorrow will be good, to be honest. It would probably have to be in the afternoon.
Let me see what I have for... I could get like a rushed one if you want to get into a client interview between 4 and 5.
All right, so I'm going to be at the dentist at 4.
You won't be able to talk.
So, you guys are only open till 4?
No, that's, we're here until 6 and 7 Eastern Standard, but we're booked up for the rest of the day from other listings. So the last one for today that I could squeeze you into would be between 4 and 5, and then I could do any time tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.
All right, let's plan for tomorrow. Let's plan that for tomorrow then.
What time?
The later times. Let's do the later time shot.
6 to 7?
Yeah, let's do 6 to 7. That should work with me.
Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before as a reminder. If anything pops up where you can't make it, just let me know or call in so I can reschedule. But we want to get this going as soon as possible. You know, the sooner we complete the client interview and the verification process, the sooner we can start making some money.
Okay. Awesome. 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 Right. Well, I'll sit down. So what, all right, just real quick before I let you go. So the things that I need to do on my end are I need to go on through the email that you sent.
It's text and email. If you go to your text, there's a outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign that, and then there's a Google verification form that you got to fill out.
Okay, and there's a link. Is that the link that
they both have? Links.
The HTTP. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of them will say "click here to sign your subscription terms," and the other one will say "Google may need additional information to proceed further. Please click here."
Okay, so I have the one that says send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here.
Yep, that's the outline of the agreement in writing. So if you click that one, you got to sign that one.
Okay, and then and I've got the one that says please reply to the email we sent or fill out the form here. That's going to be
the Google verification. Correct. Yeah, you click that link and then you just fill it out. And then also your username and password for your tracking system is there. There's going to be an email with a link to the downloadable app if you want to download it to your mobile device. That's what most guys do. And then there's also a YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system and like request those reviews that we talked about earlier.
Okay, great. Now, do you guys have those Google cards? Have you seen those? Do you know about them?
The PIN verification letters?
No, this is literally just a card that looks like a credit card, and you can wave it over somebody's phone, and it brings up my Google page to leave a review. Do you guys have that?
Mm-mm. No, you can request that through G Suite. but that's not something that we directly provide for you from the service because it's a Google product. So you just create G Suite, which is a business email through Google. I think they charge, hold on, we might be able to actually enroll you in it at a discounted pricing structure. I think it's only like $12 a month though. It's pretty cheap. Unless you need one that has
Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Have you seen it or heard about
it? Yeah, I've seen like it's not like a credit card, but I've seen like these little like paper cards that have a chip on it and it says Google, and I've seen guys kind of use that and they also have ones where they have like a code too where they can hold the phone like the code over in the camera and it just kind of reads it, the QR codes, and then it also does it that way too. So there's different ones, but I know that that's a product that goes through Google Workplace. So if you go to like workspace.google.com, that's something that you can get on your own, but it will obviously have the live link to the Google business profile that we're creating and optimizing for you. You only have one of those.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Just something I was curious about for the future here.
Yeah, they also offer like a tracking number through there. Like if you don't want to buy another phone number, you can use a Google Voice number with like a press one dialer. That way it makes sure it's a real person. And then it'll have like a caller ID system set up to let you know like potential lead when it calls. So that way you don't have to have a whole different work number. You could use the same cell phone, but that'll forward through and kind of thread it all out for you. So that is something that we offer. It's no extra charge to you.
Okay. Yes, I'm definitely interested in exploring different options. So.
Google Voice and GZ.
What I'll do is I'll get this set up on my end. What's that?
I'm going to put in the notes just for your client interview tomorrow that you're interested in G Suite and the tracking number, and then they can kind of go over it with you, too, if you want to jump into it tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. Is this a Zoom call or is this a phone call?
This one's going to be a phone call, so it's just all over the phone. They'll have set questions that they walk you through just to kind of get the account set up. So they'll go over keywords and mission statements and things like that.
Okay.
All right. And again, awesome. If you need anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. Like I said, it's important to us that you have success with the campaign and you know what we're bringing to the table. So that way, ultimately, we could see you come back each month, right? But we're not going to make money if you're not making money. So if you have any hurdles, even if you feel like it's a dumb question, just call in. We want to make sure everything's transparent and working for you.
Okay. All right, John. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Hey, looking forward to working with you. You sound like a bright young man. So, you know, I'm here for you. I'm just a phone call away. Enjoy the rest of your work day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for that client interview.
Okay. Great. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.